Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
When I was 12 years old, I led my first song at a worship service of the church. The title of the song was, Do All in the Name of the Lord. The first verse of the song reads, Whate'er you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Dear Christian friends, if you'd be one, do all in the name of the Lord. I'm sure I did not fully comprehend the meaning of the song at such a young age, but the song expresses the truth of Paul's message to the Colossians. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Colossians 3:16. Doing all in the name of the Lord means we must have biblical authority for all we do in the work and worship of the church. The principle should be so plain that there should be no dispute about its application. Unfortunately, this is not always the case. There are many religious organizations that could not find scriptural authority for some of their teachings and practices if their lives depended on it, and their spiritual lives do depend on it. Oddly enough, there are preachers and theologians who deny that we have scriptural authority for singing in the public worship of the church. Don DeWelt of Joplin, Missouri, has been a proponent of that position. Don reasons somewhat as follows. There is no authority for having mechanical instruments of music in the worship of the church. But neither is there any authority for having singing in the worship. So if we must refrain from having instrumental music, we must also refrain from having singing. Will you please think with me about the Bible's teaching on singing in worship? Paul admonished the Ephesians, Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Charles Williams renders that verse, Stop getting drunk on wine, that means profligacy, but ever be filled with the Spirit. How do we behave when we are filled with the Spirit of God? Paul explains, Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. Can there be any doubt in your mind that Paul was speaking of the public worship of the church? Speaking to yourselves is reflexive and means to speak to one another in our singing. Paul did not mean to regulate private singing, but the worship of the church. How can anyone doubt that singing must be a part of our worship to God? Incidentally, every religious organization that claims to be Christian has engaged in singing in their worship. Some may not emphasize singing as they ought, but they all have singing. A parallel passage in Paul's letter to the Colossians reads, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. If Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16 do not authorize singing in the worship of the church, I would not know their significance. Those verses tell us what we are to do as we come together as a congregation to worship the God of heaven, and how inspiring it is for Christians to be able to raise their voices to God in praise to His name. The author of Hebrews almost certainly included singing in the following verse, although he was specifically speaking of prayer. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Hebrews 13:15. Singing has always been very influential in my life. I often profit as much from the singing as from the sermon. We do not sing and have others to sing to us for entertainment. Just as in all other phases of worship, our singing should be directed to God. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.